This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The other day, I was lying on the couch. I wasn't feeling well. I was just watching cable news. It was MSNBC's Morning Joe. And the host, Joe Scarborough, was talking about a new Quinnipiac University poll in Iowa.
And Joe Biden has fallen from first place. He was in a comfortable first place this summer. Again, this is the third or so poll where he has been in fourth place in Iowa. It's hard to see.
But then the co-host, Willie Geist, said it was a four-way tie.
In Iowa, what we saw right there, all within the margin of error.
But then Joe is like...
I mean, you can look at Biden and see that his candidacy has really struggled, that he's in fourth place.
And then I'm like, Are they even talking about the same poll?
With a four-way tie and more than half of the voters in the state not yet made up their mind, it's wide open. But I think
they were talking about the same poll. And I was lying there on the couch, kind of drifting off, and thinking about how much time we spend talking about polls.
We'll put up the latest polls about where the Democratic candidates are.
22%. And look at how much support
that surge is happening at the same time that
the polls don't actually mean very much or practically nothing at this early stage.
6 points.
Surging.
Down 20%.
3%.
Up 28%.
That surge is
somewhere in the 50%.
Now maybe he's not down to that level in reality. 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 Reality.
I woke up. And I Googled the Quinnipiac poll to find out, was Joe right or was Willie right? 700 voters were surveyed. Senator Elizabeth Warren was in first place in Iowa with 20% support. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in fourth place with 15%. She had 20, he had 15. But then when you look for the margin of error, it was 4.5%. Does that mean they were tied? And by the way, I'm not trying to pick on Morning Joe here. This kind of thing comes up all the time, all over TV, on the internet, even sometimes on public radio. So let's do something very public radio and bring in an expert from a university, the University of Texas. Joshua Blank is a pollster and the research director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin.
The reality is the margin of error in and of itself is a reflection of the fact that because we're asking these questions of a sample, as opposed to the entire population, that there's a certain amount of uncertainty inherent in those estimates. So even if in a poll we saw two candidates with the exact same levels of support and there was a margin of error, even then it would be a bit of a stretch to say they're tied. But the main takeaway here is that the margin of error only applies to the estimated support for each of those candidates, not to the difference between them.
Whoa. Okay, that actually answers the question I was getting at of whether Joe or Willie was right. But let's hear Josh Blank say that again.
The main takeaway here is that the margin of error only applies to the estimated support for each of those candidates, not to the difference between them.
In other words, if someone is polling at 20% and the margin of error is 5%, that person could be at 25% or they could be at 15%. The margin of error only applies to the estimate of support for those candidates, not to the difference between them. Let's take this Iowa poll as an example. Senator Warren at 20%, Vice President Biden at 15%. He's lower, right? You can hear it. The margin of error was 4.5%, but let's round it up to 5% just to make this easier, and so we can use notes on a piano. That means Warren could be down here at 15%, and Biden could be up here at 20%. Biden could be leading Warren, or it could be the opposite. Warren could be at 25, and Biden could be at 10. When it's a poll, it's an estimation of reality.
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 Reality. Reality. Reality. Reality is the margin of error in and of itself is a reflection of the fact that because we're asking these questions of a sample, as opposed to the entire population, that there's a certain amount of uncertainty inherent in those estimates.
What's frustrating about this for pollsters like Joshua Blank
is how the media reporting on polls, even inaccurate reporting, can affect the very public opinion they're trying to measure.
I think the number one thing that the media is getting wrong right now is actually an over-reliance on small shifts in polling. I think that's something that's very troubling. It becomes apparent that even reporting on the polling itself becomes part of the narrative of how the race is unfolding, which then becomes something that people who maybe aren't paying a lot of attention use to inform their judgments. So if they learn from the media that Joe Biden is the front runner because the polling says so, well, then even if they don't inform themselves much beyond that, one of the things they consider then is, well, I guess Joe Biden's the front runner, and maybe they give him more of a benefit of the doubt or consider supporting him when if they were to actually take a pause or not be told that Joe Biden is the front runner, maybe they'd consider more candidates, maybe they'd withhold judgment. And so these things actually become what we call, you know, endogenous. They affect each other, right? You know, the polling affects the coverage, and then the coverage affects what people hear about, you know, basically the candidates, and that in turn affects the polling again. And if the polling affects the coverage, and then the coverage affects what people hear about, you know, basically the candidates, and that in turn affects the polling again. And if the polling affects the coverage, and the coverage affects what people hear about, you know, basically the candidates, and that in turn affects the polling again.
I don't think I'm back to normal yet.
Anyway, there's only one poll that really matters, and that's the one on Election Day.